Yeah, we knuckin' and buckin' and ready to fight. I bet you I'm worth of them things until the haters think twice. See me, I ain't nothing nice. And cry my baby, it ain't no stopping. It be so, like Saddam Hussein, Hitler, and Osama bin Laden. Now they steady gun popping, and I'm acting a fool. I wish a hater would get crunk up at this cry my crew. Now enough is enough, boy. Rough and stuck, boy. Nuck is a must, boy. Nuck if you butt, 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 boy. Sorry, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Represent.
My vocals are getting warmed up, though. But, girl, the girls are fighting.
And I love it.
You know, everybody's all like, is it? Girl, shut up. Because let me tell you, if these white bitches can throw wine in bitches' faces and napkins and flip tables and full hair, then let the girls fight too. God damn it. Shit. Y'all sitting here.
Let them hoes fight. Let
y'all
them
sitting
hoes
here acting
fight.
All high and mighty. This is a Zeus Network. Girl, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
This isn't how these women are supposed to act. They're supposed to be classy.
You want reality television, but y'all bitches love when Stassi done pop Kristen on Vanderpump Rules. There wasn't no damn 4-page essay about that shit. You love when motherfucking Sammy the Sweetheart and J-Wow and Snooki were throwing bows up in motherfucking Jersey Shore. You love that shit. But when it's a black girl doing that shit, then we got a problem. If you're going to hold one accountable, hold them all accountable. If you enjoy the white bitches scrapping, then let the black girl scrap too and shut the fuck up.
Them hoes are ghetto. Them bitches ghetto.
And the Jersey girls and the Orange County girls aren't ghetto either. Can I get an amen on the Saturday service?
Praise him. Praise him.
Oh, welcome to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my. This week, I am the VIP section in the club that those bitches was fighting at in Potomac. Who are you?
I am Carly Red, the old bitch in the room. That's me.
Louis Prada Gucci. Pop Louis them Prada tags. Gucci.
I mean, she wasn't even nominated for a Grammy for that, which is disrespectful.
She could have got a
Razzie. That's some... Okay, that first of all, that song is in your library.
It's in yours too, beloved.
Okay, but I don't. Okay, other than Carly Red, you also have Diana's little boy thing in your library too.
Speaking of him, I didn't know that he was on Nickelodeon.
Doing what?
I guess he was on Zoe 101.
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, I don't watch that show because I don't support Juno Spears. Fuck that bitch.
Who?
Juno Spears. That's what I call Jamie Lynn. Juno Spears. Fuck that bitch.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. Solange would never do the shit that you did to Britney. Solange would never do that to Beyonce. Okay, trifling raggedy bitch. But anyways, I woke up ready to fight this morning.
Why is that?
Why? I think it's because I went to sleep watching Bad Girls Club. I don't know why that is like my comfort show when I go out and have drinks with my friends and I come home and I pass out on the couch with the cat, and the cat loves like sleep right here on my chest, and I just watch these bitches fight. I was watching the last season, which was season 17, which was the East Coast versus West Coast. It was okay, but like, the thing about it is like, I was watching the first Miami season, Not the one with Sarah with the big booty, but the first Miami season when Miss Cat was on there.
Cat.
And Morgan's old stuck up ass that got kicked out in the first episode. And then Lita and Kristen, done. Done. And then Brandy, the stripper, whose stripper name was Venus, the one that got into that girl, she said, at least it's not a heroin addict, ho. And then the other
That
girl was like,
was a fun season.
she was like, you know what that means. Chaotic.
You know what's chaotic?
What? Potomac?
Other than Potomac, listen, what's chaotic is that I got this little bullshit stuck in my head, and it's not even my type of rap. Okay. Congratulations to them, whoever these young ladies are, but them two bitches, I'd be running down the street just rapping that same old shit.
That'd be
I do
running.
enjoy. You ever heard it?
I know what you're talking about. I feel like I'm too old to listen to it though, but I know what you're talking
A
about.
can of linen cinnamon. You know what I'm talking about, okay? But every time I say, I'm like, how are you not running into shit, okay? Because I can barely walk straight without running into something, okay?
Girl. And you know, I heard that all those videos are shot in one take too.
Good for them, okay?
I'm like,
Wouldn't be me.
you created a brand and you created a lane.
If the
And you
director said,
know,
I need you to run down the street and start rapping, I'm gonna say, kiss my ass. I ain't running anywhere. Okay.
but you know what though? I'm always here for black girls getting their things, and they're definitely getting their things. I don't know who they are. I don't know who those young ladies are, but they are definitely getting their things, and I'm shout out to them.
And I hope they make it big, and I hope some girl sees them and said, let me fix the wigs, because
Well,
so
hey, we all gotta start somewhere.
the yarn wig ain't it.
What, the NeNe 2008?
It's like the quad forever, always and forever.
I will
The
not get
quad.
off this chariot.
I will not come down on my chariot and throw cherries with you, sweetheart, and throw tomatoes with you, sweetheart, whatever she said.
So let's get into the what's going on in these streets. So, you know, we originally we record on Thursday and then we publish on Friday. But Rasan's fabulous sister, who I got to meet on FaceTime, was in town. So we pushed the recording to today, which is Saturday. And ladies and gentlemen, Rasan's sister is dead ass. That's your clone. Y'all got the same smile and y'all got the same laugh. It was so funny. But I was so mad that Nintendo was being a cock blocker to you because I really wanted to play Mario Party with y'all.
See, and it's right a measly hour later, right back up and ready to go.
I was like, damn. Because we was waiting too. Me and Danny were like, ooh, we want to play. That would have been a fun ass game. Because I know we would have been talking shit. But we could play later
But
today.
my sister and I, we both don't really laugh. We like have like a cackle, which I still think I need a laughing coach because I've never, but it's whatever.
Not a
It's
laughing
whatever.
coach.
Because all you hoes out here have, a cute little laugh. And I'm just like, ha, ha. Okay, I can't even laugh. It's always something loud and smoker, but it's fine.
It's all right. But Jackie, it's all right. No, it's
Shit.
not all right to a motherfucking cackle on you.
It's okay, period. God damn it. Whew. And it's hot as hell, so I'm gonna choose violence today.
Bitch, it's gonna be 111 degrees today.
I mean, my high is 89, but it's still hot.
I'm not going anywhere unless I'm getting paid to be there. Like,
You just said you're about to be huffing and puffing and the gym.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something else. I was gonna be like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Nothing. Anyways,
see, you always trying to come correct me and you can't even let me talk.
Well, anyways, yeah, I was gonna go to the gym, but I changed my mind.
The ethics department is off the chain over here.
Mm-hmm. But, girl, in the midst of all of our foolishness, these streets, what do you want to start off first, beloved?
Wherever. I won't even say nothing because you'll cut me off.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I thought you was going to tell my business that I told you earlier that I didn't want to get told on here.
When? You told me where? You didn't tell me shit.
Yeah, there's a lot going on this week. Let's start off with the light shit before we get to the deep shit. So Ariana Madix, your girl done made Dancing with the Stars, and her partner's Derek Hough. And I'm like, ooh, that's a good partner. I mean,
who's the star?
Derek Hough.
that's not saying shit.
But you know, we shall see. It all matters who else is on the damn season. But I mean,
is it still on Disney Plus or is it on ABC again?
I think they moved it back. You know what I think why they moved it to Disney Plus? Because Shangela was on there, and you know, middle America probably couldn't handle a drag queen dancing, so they said, okay, we're gonna put it on here, so you have to look for it.
Really?
You know how corporate be thinking. But Shangela fucking turned it. You know who Shangela is, don't you?
I do. I do.
Yeah, Shangela fucking turned it.
Is Tyra still there?
I don't know who's hosting it, but Tyra is. Yeah, I think it's Tyra Banks and Alfonso Ribeiro are hosting.
I heard Tyra had them hoes doing the most.
Like what?
Just a lot of demands, you know. A lot of bullshit. But then again, she had them hoes doing the most. if she and P. Diddy are the same person, she would have had them bitches walk a mile to get some toothpicks or something. Okay.
But see, I think the difference between, okay, who created more long-lasting stars, Tyra Banks or P. Diddy?
Diddy.
But like they all like, but Diddy's acts only would last like two albums max.
Don't you want to go see Daquan? What the fuck is his name? Delon. You know you want to go see Babs?
Go by. But then Tyra, like, when I think of top model winners, like, the only ones that I can, like, really, like, remember is, of course, Eva, Winnie Harlow. Well, Winnie didn't win. Naima.
Takara.
Yaya.
Did she win?
Yaya didn't win? No, she didn't.
I remember Joanna.
Joanna went on to like be a host. And then but that's really it. Like
did the blind girl win?
Fuck, I forgot her name. The one I remember, she was like gradually going blind during the season. Yeah. She didn't win, but she was sickening.
Because I get it. I'm gradually going blind. Shit.
Shit, me too, child.
My glasses get stronger every year.
But, you know, I feel like we just watch the show because we love to see the bullshit that Tyra put the girls through.
And she put them through it. But, Throw it.
Best of luck to Ariana. Hopefully you capitalize on these 15 minutes and make that money. Don't let it make you.
She's made like 27 minutes, okay? Cover a Glamour magazine. Not sure why, but a lot of these things that she's getting, I'm glad she's getting it, but a lot I just don't really understand, because
and then plenty also of, Vanderpump Rules was nominated for an Emmy, and I was like, wow, yes. this is like the first Bravo non-competition show that's nominated for an Emmy. Because, you know, Top Chef and all that shit was been nominated, but like a non-competition show. And I was like, okay, I see you. I will be happy if they win, but I mean, I don't know if we're going to see that award show if this writer's strike continues.
The way it's looking,
they might going to
be getting more Joe Millionaires, more Do You Want to Marry a Farmer? Do You Want to Date Your Brother kind of shit. These reality shows will be out of control.
Oh, yeah. But honestly, looking back, it was the writer's strike in the 2000s that gave us Housewives.
Ooh, that's true. But
speaking of the writer's strike, you know, shout out to my friend Michael Van Pack. His birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, baby. He is in the industry. He is an editor. And they need to pay the writers, the editors, all the people that work on all the shows that we love and adore, and all the movies that we love and adore. Pay them their things. It doesn't make any damn sense that actors that have been on, like, I saw a TikTok of one of the people that was on Gilmore Girls, and he said, like, you know, Gilmore Girls is one of the most streamed shows on Netflix, and they don't get shit. They get these little $3, $2 checks. But the head of Netflix fucking paid themselves out a $40 million bonus because of how many streams that these shows have gotten. And I'm just like, that's bullshit. Like, pay them their things. These people create these shows that we love and adore. They should be able to live substantially off of them.
That's right.
Pay them. God damn it. Shit. Sorry, I know that was a tangent. I think I get upset because I see people that I know affected by this. And then I did like a deep dive in like all what they're asking for. And it's just like, so basically y'all are going to starve these people out because you don't want to pay them a couple of percentage more? You want to be greedy like that? You giving these people their things is not going to hurt you, Bob Iver. And now
this ain't nothing, man.
But now they're talking about wanting to use AI and basically like say for instance, if you and I, if we were extras, right? Because, you know, I did that shit back in the day when I was in high school. I was an extra on The Parkers, and I was an extra on I was an extra on Malibu CA, and I was an extra on another UPN show.
What the fuck is Malibu CA?
Girl, it was
a I'm going to check your IMDb, okay?
I don't have an IMDb. I'm not Heather Dubrow, unfortunately. I was just a background actor. And so, you know, I was an extra on Malibu CA, The Parkers, and I was also an extra on, fuck, what UPN show was that? Fuck. Half and Half.
Oh.
And, you know, and those are long ass days. Like, to make a 30-minute sitcom television show, that's like, it's like a 6 to 7 hour day. It's a long ass day. And I'm just a damn extra. I'm not even a fucking actor or anything like that. I was just in the background pretending to eat spaghetti. Like, you know,
spaghetti.
Like, they're like, don't really eat it. Just play with the food and pretend you're talking to the person at the table. But you know, like when I see these TikToks of these actors on P-Valley, which has been a hit fucking show, getting checks.
Ain't no crying at the bank.
Getting checks for $5 and $7 and shit like that. Like, are you serious?
It's unacceptable.
Like, ugh. And you know, and I do love reality television, don't get me wrong, but regardless of if it's reality or scripted or whatever, I feel like everyone that is taking in the work to entertain us on television needs to get paid their things. Point blank motherfucking period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Sorry about the tangent. I'm not even drunk yet.
Listen, Big Bird comes every time.
Girl, fuck you.
Excuse me.
I'm messing with you. I love you. So let's talk about Potomac. First of all, why are the two worst dressed people coming out with the activewear line? Now I can see Ashley doing an activewear line because Ashley is an active girl, but Giselle could barely do a damn two-step or dress herself.
So, did you see them walk down the runway?
Girl, I know Miss J from Top Model would have been reading them down for that walk.
Giselle was waddling, okay? Didn't do shit.
I was like, what is this walk? And so, you know, at the event, fucking Cookie Monster Deborah was there. And a new friend of who I guess is Wendy's friend, her name is Kiana, had some words. Words got turned into a drink getting thrown. And
Kiana's a friend. She's not the new cast. Oh, that okay. You said NECA that you call her. Nika is the cast member.
Yeah, Nika is the cast member. Kiana is the friend. So Kiana.
So another idea. Love it.
So Kiana and Miss Deborah were getting into it down at the bar. And I done watched this video many a times. And at first, I thought the young lady in the yellow dress, I thought that was Giselle. I'm just honestly watching the video again. I'm just thankful that none of the cast members were involved in the fisticuffs. You know, Candace did pick up a bottle, and honestly, people were trying to shade Candace about that. And I was like, no, I think that was a fight or flight moment. Because, you know, when you're deep in the moment, when you're in the moment, you're just going to grab something around you just to kind of, like, protect yourself in case some shit goes down. And I get it, you know, but people were trying to, like, drag her and everything. Oh, so where was this energy when the situation with you and Monique happened? I said, doing that bit. That ain't the same situation. And not just that, though, but this fucking Cookie Monster botched Botox face ass bitch was accusing my husband of being inappropriate. Oh yeah, we're gonna have some words.
Maybe Candace picking up the bottle, maybe that brings a little more weight to when Monique said that someone threw a wine glass at her and busted her lip.
Or maybe Candace picked up the bottle because she was like, uh-oh, y'all gonna fuck up this good alcohol.
Or maybe she picked up the bottle because she didn't want her wig all to the side like some tumbleweed again.
Okay? I don't know, you know, and I've grown.
At the end of the day, regardless, it's still them hoes on Twitter saying, "Oh, this is a violent show. This is a ghetto black show. These bitches gonna be cutting up every damn time. Can't even sit down without fighting." Had this been New Jersey, they'd have been like, oh, it's just Jersey. That's how Jersey do. That's how they roll.
No one said a damn peep when Danielle almost pulled Margaret's ponytail out. No one said a damn peep when motherfucking Teresa shoved the whole damn table of food on Margaret. Which still to this day, I would have jumped over that table, whooped her ass if I was Margaret. You know, it's
bitch, just, you said you would have been in jail.
I would have been in jail, bitch. But it's just, it's this very selective outrage. You're only outraged when the black girls do it. And I clock it. I clock it. But, you know, I'm just happy and thankful that none of the cast members were fighting. But Cookie Monster.
Was Karen there?
Karen was there. If you watch the other video, Karen was behind the security guard.
I know, that's right.
You know, I didn't even see Giselle in the video. I saw Ashley was standing right there trying to stop it. And then whoever that bra is in the yellow pulled Tiana down. Mia? No, that wasn't. It was none of the cast members were involved in the actual fight. These were all.
I thought Mia was wearing yellow.
No, because I thought that was Giselle in yellow. I don't watch this video like 18 times trying to figure out who's who and what's what. But no, that was no cast members involved in the fight. Thank God. Whew, because I was like,
because the one I sent you early this morning around 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mia was in the scene, and I think she was wearing yellow or green or something, or maybe I'm just colorblind, but she had a long wig on.
It's also hard to tell who is who because it's not a well-lit club, and then the camera's
a little grainy.
The camera's a little grainy. Like, I knew that was Candace with the bottle on the side. I knew that was Wendy standing there with her arms up, and I knew that was Ashley trying to break up the fight. And I knew that was Karen behind the security. But as far as like the other cast, I didn't see Robin. Maybe Robin was the one filming.
RMZ.
RMZ.
Okay. And Sharice was making drinks. Sharice was making drinks.
Girl, Sharice is in the bathroom asking, do you want a mint or perfume?
You know what? Go, shut the fuck up, okay? Sharice was singing Millie Jackson on by the DJ, okay?
Not Millie Jackson.
Wig all the way crooked. And I guess it wasn't really the thing said it wasn't filmed like for the show, right?
Yeah, the cameras were down, but you know, if they're already going into if they brought the cameras back up for the Kyle and Mauricio shit, you know they're gonna find a way to edit this shit in and probably bring the cameras back up for the fallout of this shit.
Cause they sure had them cameras down when Portia ran down the alley to beat that bitch's ass. Okay.
We just saw her running. We didn't
see her. We just saw her running. Hey, bitch, or whatever she was saying. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That Christmas party when Miss Juicy was there as an elf. Yeah. I remember that shit.
Miss Juicy, yeah.
Nene was like, Juicy.
Kenya was a good Grinch. That was good.
Oh, those are the days. Yeah, and then I guess they brought the cameras back up for the fallout in Beverly Hills. And speaking of Beverly Hills, Garcelle was on Watch What Happens Live, and they were talking about the upcoming season, and she said, you know, Sutton is going to be going through it. She said that the topic of discussion was Kyle's relationship. She said she texted Kyle. Kyle said she was okay. But the part of the interview that had me kind of looking at the screen like, what the fuck? And Garcelle, I love you down. I do. But you're kind of skirting around the investigation thing. And like, oh, I know who did it, but I'm not going to say. Girl, just shit it off the pot. Like, I don't know if maybe you're not saying it because of legalities or what, but it's just like, either shit or get out the pot.
Well, she came on the episode lying because Andrew asked, you know, other than you, who's bringing the fashion, and she said, it's just me. And I said, oh, really? Because, like I said, I do enjoy you, Garcelle. But
I love you, Garcelle, but sometimes your fashions give me Giselle.
And I have a question for you.
What's T?
Actually, because you texted me yesterday, and I didn't know what to do with it, because you said, I think I'm going to like Erica this season. So, and I'm thinking, from that 45 seconds, so you said you're just like these people that I always talk about.
No. Okay. Because I knew you're going to read me down, and I was just about to get to that. I have been watching various different interviews with her lately. Not just that one, but various different interviews with her lately. And Erica, and you know, I have not been a fan of Erica for the past few years. I loved Erica when she first came on because she was like a burst of fresh air. But then once the shit with Tom started going down, she started to become very nasty and vile. And you know, looking at it in hindsight now, I'm like, okay, maybe you were just being a bitch because you were going through a lot of shit that you couldn't really like discuss, and everybody's on your ass and everybody's assuming shit about you, when at the end of the day, you had nothing to do with it. You're vindicated. You know, like at the end of the day, you had nothing to do with what Tom did. The shit that Tom did was gross and disgusting as shit. And I could see how we would think that you had something to do with that because you were rocking the stilettos pumps in the club and the motherfucking ring and shit like that. You know, but I've seen various interviews outside of the one where she was asked about Kyle. And just her whole vibe just seemed reminiscent of when she first came on. Very chill, very relaxed. And you know, I'm not gonna jump on the Pat the Puss bus, but I'm trying, you know, this is the big bird in me. I try to give girls grace. I try to be optimistic and things like that, because to me, at the end of the day, this is just a motherfucking television show. I'm not going to be one of these girls that hold these long-term grudges with these bitches, except Kelly Dog Girl, fuck you. But but she knows why I'm saying fuck you, because she's a racist-ass bitch. Fuck you, Kelly Dog. But
she's Black.
And I'm a white woman, girl, bye.
I've been Asian since day one.
Girl, I'm Filipino. Like, girl, shut the fuck up, Kelly. But like, you know, like some of these girls, like they forget that we're watching a television show for entertainment purposes. And they should just leave it at that. Because at the end of the day, like these girls or not, they are fucking human beings. And human beings are allowed to change. Human beings are allowed to have grace. Human beings are allowed to... Nigga, fuck you and stop singing. Human beings are allowed to change. And so, you know, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go into this season and hopefully she could turn it for me. Like Candace turned it for me. Who was a housewife that you could not stand at first? But then Kenya Moore. I hated her at first. Now I love her. Like,
who I'm still on and off with her.
But who was a housewife that you could not stand when they first came around? And now you're like, okay, I fuck with you.
Before I get to that, in terms of Erica,
uh-huh.
You know, with every new season, I do try to reset a little bit with these bitches. Because uh-huh. I go into this and I'm just like, every single housewife in history, they're all horrible people in some way.
Some way, some shape, some form, yeah.
So, as for Erica, that particular interview where she was asked about Kyle and the marriage, and she did, her demeanor was very calm and whatever. I do think that this situation, the Kyle shit, serves her well because the spotlight's not on her anymore. So I think that's benefiting her, which yeah. I'm sure she enjoys it, which is good. That's good for her. I'll let her have her grace. I will see. I'm not jumping into conclusion as, oh, I'm going to like her. But
I'm speaking for myself.
I can watch and, you know, see where you're coming from and be cool with you. We'll see if I like you or not. A housewife that I've flipped on for the positive, Heather DeBro. I could not stand that bitch when she came home.
When she first came, I was like, ugh, shut up. But then, like, lately, I'm like, you know what? I fuck with you.
Maybe it's because my money got a little better, but and I was like, oh, I can do some better shit now, and you know, it's, things are nice and it's fun. And I can actually enjoy doing stuff a little bit, you know. And I do enjoy nice things. I like nice shit.
Who doesn't?
Just like her, I'm not an outdoors person, so I get you the Montana not really being the vibe.
You ain't finna have me shoveling shit in Montana.
I'm not shoveling anything. I will not shovel air. I'm not doing anything.
No, that's my vacation. I come here to work. Thank you.
Please.
That's just like if I go to Target and they're like, you can do self-checkout. I don't work here.
Heather's a person I flipped on. Let's see. Even though she's been annoying me lately, I did not see it for Regina at all when she came on. She's slowly grown on me, but she's annoying as fuck this past episode.
I feel like the thing with, you know, we could segue this into Orange County. The thing with Gina is like, I feel, and I understand, when you go through a traumatic ass experience in a relationship, some shit is going to fucking trigger you. But in those moments, baby girl, I'm gonna need for you to text your therapist. I'm gonna need for you to get some better coping mechanisms. I could tell that she has got some better coping mechanisms because she don't drink, but you cannot put your experiences onto other people and then get upset with other people for what they chose to have done with their life that had nothing to do with you. And then want to be called
so damn triggered by cheating, but you trying to help the cheating motherfucker clear his goddamn record. What the fuck are you doing, ho?
That girl, you hit it.
You
right
can find
on
some other bitch to do that shit. Find another bitch to expunge your record. I'm not gonna help you with shit.
I would have been like, you better call Larry H. Parker.
Dashes, somebody.
You better call Larry H. Parker, because Larry H. Parker got me. You know the story.
Period. Okay.
Okay. Like shit. I would have been
like, survival? Do you have survival?
No.
Well, I'm not taking that ride. Shit.
Okay. Shit. You better call the general.
All y'all. Are these commercials only California? I don't know, but whatever.
No, they come on in other states. I remember when I was in Vegas, I saw the general and I saw Larry H. Parker, and I was like, okay. But yeah, you must have been
watching I Love Lucy or something.
I was drunk as shit at 3 o'clock in the morning, turning TV on, but and I was shocked because they still got Larry H. Parker. He's old as shit now. I was shocked. I was like,
he's still with him.
Yes, girl.
Ooh.
I'll fight for you.
I just learned that Bob Barker was still alive. Okay. Good for him.
For real?
I thought he's been gone.
Girl, I thought he'd been with Over the Yonder.
Shit, okay. Ain't spinning that wheel no more, though.
Bitch. I know this is a tangent, but a good sick day back in the 90s, early 2000s. You sick. You got your chicken noodle soup. You got your ginger ale. You got your crackers. You got your Bob Barker Price is Right. You got your Judge Judy. You got your divorce court with Judge Maybelline. Not Miss Toler.
Ooh.
Maybelline.
Miss Toler.
Maybelline. You got your motherfucking Sally Jesse Raphael. You got your motherfucking Ricky Lake. Your Jenny Jones. Maury.
Jenny the Jones. That was a show.
Girl, that was some iconic trash television.
Them boot camp episodes, I'd be so pissed off at them kids.
Ooh, I'd be wanting to fight them. a quick tangent, we're going to get back into Orange County. One of the kids in my high school was actually on Ricky Lake for their mom was allowing them to have co-ed slumber parties. And they did a lie detector test, and they're like, did you have sex in your mother's house? And it's like, no. Lie detector test said that was a lie. We never saw those kids at school again.
Ooh. What grade was this?
This was 2002 or 3. I think this is like 10th or 11th grade. Because Ricky, as I remember, Ricky and Jenny Jones lasted until I graduated high school. But yeah, it was like around that time. And I never forget when the episode aired and they came back to school and the episode aired and everybody in the quad, every time they walked around, everybody was like, go Ricky, go Ricky, go Ricky. And in my mind, I'm like, why would you bring your high school kids on television to air them out that they're having sex in your house and send them right back to the same school? Why would you do that? Was the check that good? Because you know they get paid for that, right? You know they get paid, because one of my friends was actually on Jerry Springer and he lied. It was a whole fake story. He lied. And they got paid $5,000 a piece with free airfare to Chicago and everything.
Look at that.
But bitch, I'm not finna go on TV and lie about my life for $5,000.
Now, was this old Jerry when it was good, when they were really throwing chairs in people's faces?
This was when my friend was on Jerry Springer. This was 2010 or 11.
Let me tell you how raggedy my family is. We rented the goddamn tape of Uncensored Jerry episode.
My mama did so, bitch.
We were like, let's watch this to be ghetto and raggedy.
You know what's so funny? At my grandma's house, my grandma actually bought the Jerry Springer movie. And my favorite scene on that movie was when they're on the airplane and like, boom, 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 boom. Yes. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
It's been 20 something years.
It's just so ghetto, but it was fun ghetto. And like, remember, remember when Ricky Lake would have like musical performances? And it would be like Jodeci, NSYNC, Moke and Steph, Britney Spears was on there, Christina Aguilera was on there. Like they really don't make talk shows like that no more. Like those were the golden era of talk shows.
You can watch Karamo.
Girl, bye. anyways, back to Orange County. Gina, baby girl, your man loves you down. Like, that is a good man, Savannah. That man loves the shit out of you. He ain't leaving you. He even said himself, the rug is not going to get swept from underneath me because I'm too fat. And when he said that shit, I fell out laughing. But I was like, it's true. Like, you know how you can look at couples and you can see if they're shenanigans. But when you look at other couples, you're like, that man loves you down. That man loves you down, Gina. Stop projecting, because your projecting is going to push that man away.
But her trying to blame Heather for all this shit, that's bullshit.
I didn't like that either. I'm like, where is this coming from? Are you trying to make this up to create a storyline? Because I don't understand this I'm mad at Heather thing.
You should be glad that Heather stopped your drunk bitch ass from calling your man after
drunk,
that shit.
Baby, she the was last sober. Episode.
Or whatever you drunk in ridiculousness, okay?
Because honestly, so, to me, I would appreciate it if somebody would stop me from doing some bullshit like that. Because to me, that's a real friend.
Do you enjoy Sober Housewives?
Honestly, but here's the thing. If you know for a fact that you have a drinking problem, I don't want you to put your health at risk to entertain me. I don't want you to do that. You can still be fun and be sober. That look that you just gave me.
Did I do a look?
You just gave me this like, baby, you're like Eva Song.
I mean,
your face can't lie. My face can't lie either. So,
I know plenty of sober people that are fun. However, when I'm watching garbage reality television, and indulge in a little something, something, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you're sober, that's fine. I mean, Candy's lasted all this long, and it's cool. And we love it, okay?
Well, this season, I can't really say much. But Candy usually brings something. You know?
We'll get that.
Girl, guess. But in Gina's situation, like, she had the legal issues with the drinking, and I feel like she was drinking to mask up her feelings about what happened with the ex-husband and things like that, which is different. But also, too, Housewives is a very, like, we want you to act up environment. And if you're not able to play, and it's fine, if you're not able to play, bow out gracefully. Or, you know, just be a friend of, you know, and I get it, like, it's a good paycheck, but if your mental health and your sanity is not able to handle it, then maybe it might be time to move on.
Other than drinking, but, you know, she's, Gina, Regina, is, like you said, she drank to mask all the trauma, whatever she went through. Why'd you jump so fast to get a new man? Okay, fix yourself first. You could have taken some time, little girl, to really, really figure yourself out and heal completely so you're not bringing some bullshit into your new relationship.
Yeah, because that's a projection. And, you know, because I've been single for 3 years and my relationship was nowhere near as bad as hers. I take ownership in some of the faults of my relationship, because that's what, if you're an adult, you should be able to take ownership that you had a part to blame in the demise of your relationship. But my shit was never as bad as hers. Like he was a good man. I was, you know, it's whatever. Shit don't work, and that's fine. But with that said, it's been 3 years, and I still don't really want to jump into something, because I'm enjoying myself right now. And I feel like you're right. She hella did jump into that shit with Travis. She jumped into it with Travis before homeboy was even fully out of the damn house, didn't she?
You ain't jumping into anything?
Oh, baby, I still get mine. Let's not get it twisted.
Bienvenido a Miami.
You know, I still get mine.
You heard me.
Yes, I heard you. But you ain't slick.
I know. You know exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But, like, I'm just enjoying my time getting to know people and having fun and be a little scallywag on the side, you know, whatever. Yeah. Getting wet here and there. But I'm not... jumping down the motherfucking aisle. Flood. What was that?
You said getting it wet. I said it's a flood, okay?
Period. Okay. Shit, we're a sex positive household over here, goddammit. Fuck. But like Gina, I really feel like if she doesn't get it together and cut the shit and start to give us something about you that has nothing to do with like give us something about you. Give us a storyline about what are you doing? What are you bringing to the table that has nothing to do with other bitches in the show?
Give me something real, because you know what I don't want to see?
What?
Annabelle bitch ass, okay? I don't care about this.
Oh, the
young model. I don't care about that. That's all I got from it. This is all Emily's doing is some Annabelle shit. Come on now.
Honestly, it might be time for both Emily and Gina to get the chop. Because
aren't you gonna miss Shane?
Here's the thing. I love Shane. Shane grew up.
I flipped on his bitch ass too.
Cause like I did not like his ER ass in the beginning, but now it's like I get you. I get your sense of humor, and you're a real cool dude. Like, you know, I think either that or just make them friends of. But Miss Jen is really bringing it this season. And they are holding her ass to the fire with this shit, but she is not backing down. But the whole Tamara and Ryan saying that I would fuck her. I do think that Tamara should have told her.
Privately.
But Tamara should have went about it in a different way. Because I feel like producer Tamara was like, I'm going to talk about it while we're filming. And to me, if you are supposed to be my good Judy, and we met at my establishment of business, and the shit with your current boyfriend happened at my establishment of business, that could have easily been a text like, hey girl, can we go have a drink somewhere? Or can we go have coffee somewhere? Or can we FaceTime and tell you about it? Because yes, in that situation, that does put Tamara in a shitty situation, because you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. But it's how you go about it. Like, you really could have told the bitch off camera. You really could have told Jen off camera. You could have said that shit like, hey girl.
What did Eddie say he said?
Eddie said that he was at a game night or something like that with the fellas, and mm-hmm. they even said, watch your wife around him. But to me, if someone is saying that about somebody, then I'm not going to kick it with them. That's a red-ass flag. And I also get what Tamara was saying about, like, she's having flashbacks to the Brooke situation, because it does feel like Jen is trying to sugarcoat and stick up for him and shit like that. And I'm like, Jennifer, stand up. Because Jennifer, you're not an ugly woman. Like, I will be damned if I'm dating somebody, and if we are supposed to be in a monogamous relationship, and if I'm dating you and you done cheat on me after I done cheated on my husband to be with you, and then you done cheat on me, it'll be a wrap. But also too, what did Wendy Williams always say? How you get them is how you lose them.
Listen, you got to pay attention to the cheatation, okay?
You know, like if you cheated on your man to be with him, now was he married to when they started click clacking?
Wasn't he in a relationship?
Yeah, he was. So like if your relationship started, if the foundation of your relationship started with infidelity, it might not be a relationship. It might just be a get your kicks on Route 66. But, you know, it's different for
straight people. Like you said about Wendy, about how you get them is how you get them is how you, what you just said. Listen, I'll tell you right now. There's only two people I've ever been in love with, okay? Mm-hmm. The one person that cheated on me. Well, they both cheated on me. But
which, if I find these motherfuckers in the streets, I'm beating their asses. Well, I'm about to cheat on my friend.
He's in New York, okay? He cheated on me with some little whore in Riverside. They moved to New York, and the whore cheated on him. Then he started hitting me up. He started hitting me up again, and I said, okay, that's good. That's fine. But no, I'm all the way good. Because what we're not going to do is fuck with me. I don't have time for this shit, okay? He's the one where his he was writing his dissertation for grad school and his laptop somehow ended up in the pool.
Did you put his laptop in the pool?
I found out he was cheating and the laptop ended up in the pool.
But did you put his laptop in the pool?
I know who did it, but I will never say, just like Jerry Garcelle did.
Oh, was it Shadrach, Meshach, and the Billy Goat that did it?
Something like that. You listen, okay? I chose violence. I don't regret it. Because I actually lost friendships, people who were being honest with me and told me about his bitch ass, okay? And I was like, you're a damn lie. Go to hell. Don't talk about who I'm with, okay? I lost two good friendships over his stupid ass. So, you know, I do not regret. That's
where the situation with Tamara and Jen is going to go, because I feel like even though the way the delivery is messy, but I mean, come on, Tamara. I know, Tamara, you're a producer. I get it. Messy is a part of your job. I get it. But the intentions are good intentions of letting her know. And then also, too, it confirms that that man ain't shit. If Eddie, who, you know, Eddie's one of my favorite house husbands. Because you know why? Eddie stays out of the bullshit. Eddie is like,
That's a lie. The first episode or second episode, he said, oh, well, Shannon's just a drunken shit. And, you know, her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. I eat a lot of weed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But if your man is saying that he hung out with the fellas and the fellas are saying that this motherfucker ain't shit, then he ain't shit, girl. Like, and I don't know if it comes from insecurities or if it comes from thinking that because, you know, a lot of it's different for straight people. Because gay people, we're like, okay, girl, we're older, but we can still get out there and do it. But straight people, especially cisgender straight women, they have this like mentality of my biological clock is ticking and I gotta lock something down. But it's like, you're bringing this motherfucker around your kids. You got him in the house with your kids, girl.
You came in my house.
And you touched my child.
You touched my child.
Like, to me, and from all the straight people I've hung out with, I always know when you bring somebody around your kids, that's a big-ass deal. Because you just don't bring any old person around your kids. But the way how they are talking about this man, that ain't somebody I would bring around my kids. If we're on a little break for a week and you already fucking around and dipping and doing it and well, that you're not worthy of meeting my kids, sweetheart.
Mm-mm.
No. And so living in the house too? Oh, hell to the no. Like,
What did you think about the last dinner and Heather's just like, she was jealous of Shannon and Tamara spending time together?
I feel like it... Oh God, that whole dynamic is so weird to me. And that whole dinner conversation was weird when they're talking about the highs and the lows. Because like when Heather was talking about the whole like, I was shoveling shit and it made me appreciate the life I have at that like that. Like even I was looking at the TV like, where is this going? Where is this going, Heather? I like you, Heather, but where is this going? Because it's coming off a little top 3%. You know what I'm saying? Like it's coming off very like I'm on my balcony looking down at you. And so like, but
If you were top 3%, would you be out there shoveling shit?
no,
Because I certainly would not.
I wouldn't even be on a damn trip. I said, y'all have fun.
Okay, I'll watch the reel on Instagram. Okay, I'm good. I will not be there. Montana looks beautiful, but no.
No.
Okay. I don't like going outside. I don't like outside like that.
Me neither.
I think what Heather saw is that she's little got residual damage from the Tres Amigas. Because when it was Tres Amigas in its full capacity, then it would just be Heather on her own, okay? Because basically, the cast was, Tres Amigas, then Heather, then a bunch of young bitches, Kelly Dodd and Megan King and them, okay? So I guess Heather thought she blended in with the older gals, the blondes. Trace Amigas because okay, they're in the same age range. They like the same kind of shit. They like to have a good time. But Trace Amigas is a clique. You see they're doing like their own little shows or little thing right now.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
It looks whatever. But
Yeah,
yes.
it's something.
It's something. I'm not gonna buy a ticket.
Well, girl, it's cheaper to do that than it is to motherfucking go to BravoCon, but I digress.
We should still go.
Girl, I'm not paying those tickets.
All we got to do is just go to Vegas and then end up at that hotel and be like, oh. The most probably the highest probability we'll see is Gina.
Girl, we're not staying at the Best Western in Vegas.
Why would I say no damn best? What Best Western? We can say it, my friend's B&B. You know that B&B. You know what I'm talking about.
But I don't know, that whole dinner speech thing for Heather, I was just like, girl, where is this going? I don't know. Like, it just
When
don't
Heather
feel.
got Heather, because they all piled on her
They all
after
did.
she said, because Shannon's not appreciate. Shannon was not. She was fed up. Okay, Shannon said, "I don't appreciate that shit." Okay, because what the fuck she what Shannon say?
Shannon was just straight up like, nah, I'm not down with that.
Got emotional and everything, and Heather got up and walked away. Said she had to stretch her back or something like that, and then she came back and she's like, "Isn't it wonderful how string lights will make everything look
Look
fabulous?"
fabulous. Trying to divert the topic.
Which she basically meant. Somebody on Twitter, my homegirl Karina on Twitter said. Basically, translation, string lights will make, this hot mess of an outdoor dump, Montana, look beautiful.
That's
Not
exactly
that
what it
Montana's a
meant.
dump or anything, but to people who don't go outside and there's you have to travel an hour to get to the grocery store, Montana's not it.
I like my grocery store right down the street, please.
Right there. Ralph's, right? 7-minute walk.
Fuck a grocery store. Drop that shit off at my house.
Okay. Shit.
Fuck, I love going to a grocery store.
You know you love you some Safeway.
You know, to be quite honest, I haven't shopped at a grocery store since the pandemic. I still get my shit delivered.
I still get mine delivered too. And I listen, when they delivered it, I said, leave it at the door. Leave it at the door. Don't touch my door.
Don't touch my door.
You better be careful. And is that it for Orange County?
Yeah, that is it for Orange County. And we'll be right back. All right, so
crappy. Are you feeling lady. Crappy?
Are you feeling crappy, girl?
I had a crappy week, but you know, I'm gonna have a crappy weekend too.
I say this though, Crappy Lake was a fun show. Like, it was light, it was fun, it had shenanigans.
Simple Life AARP is popping.
Exactly. And like, honestly, I feel like with how fucking intense all the Housewives shows and Vanderpump Rules has gotten, it's just nice to watch a show that's just fun and light bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't have to think.
I've never even heard of Benton, Illinois. I thought it was, I only know Benton, Arkansas.
I never heard of Benton anything.
Well, Benton, Arkansas is the Walmart headquarters. That's the only reason I know that. I don't know why I know that, but whatever.
That is so random. Oh, girl, I just know they use the hard ER at that Benton, Arkansas. I just know it.
Oh, you know that, okay? Mm-hmm. With spittle coming out, okay?
Mm-hmm. Girl,
I enjoyed this. You know, I saw on Twitter some people were like, you know, every season should be a different pair of housewives doing this, and I'm like, well, we already have Girls Trip, but the thing is, I don't know many other housewives who would do this and not be slightly offensive to whatever town this is.
Like, because like they the because you know it's one of the producers' hometowns, and I think they're close with that producer because that producer also worked on Housewives of New York with them, and they're keeping it cute and they're having a good time. And like, I feel like that's just what's been missing on Bravo in general, is the fun and the shenanigans, because it's just been like drama, cheating, drama, embezzlement,
yeah.
Drama, fraud, drama, family drama, cheating, drama, allegations, divorce. Like, it's just been so heavy on all shows. And it's just like, damn, it's just nice to just watch a show and laugh and keep it moving.
All you old listeners, old hoes like me, anybody remember Green Acres?
Yes, it was giving very Green Acres.
I am Zsa Zsa Gabor to the bullshit every day. I'm a city girl. but I enjoy how Luann and Sonia went to this place and they weren't like, oh, this is garbage. This is I mean, they might have done that when the camera was down, but you know, they were very seemingly appreciative to be there and trying to see what's going on and see how these people live and enjoy the town. I mean, we're only two episodes in. They might, you know, I might change my mind. But because I feel like most, say you put like Nene or somebody up in there, she'd be like, this ain't the Oscars, is it? I mean,
child, the ghetto.
I don't think I've never lived in a rural location, so I just don't know.
And I'm actually kind of thankful I don't live in a rural location.
I could have lived in Arkansas, and I am so glad Grandma said, let's move to California, to my mother and my uncle before I came along.
Hard pass.
Praise him. Because I could have been an Arkansas child. Jesus. Oof.
Hard pass.
I don't even know if they get Bravo out there.
Shit. You ready to get into these Atlanta girls?
Let's do it.
Before we get to the episode, Mark Daly is trying to get Kenya in court because of how her daughter was around when that situation with Marlo and the kicking on the door was happening. And it's just like, girl, can you let this lady rest?
Well, first of all, it ain't like Marlo busted the door down and brought an axe in there, okay?
But if I was Kenya, I would be cussing out Marlo. Because it's like, now, bitch, you know I'm going through some contentious shit. And now I gotta fucking deal with more bullshit because of shit that you did.
That's why you have a nanny. Why is Brooklyn everywhere though?
Because
you can leave her with the nanny somewhere.
Because Candy don't be bringing them kids everywhere.
She does not. Okay. I mean, I get that you want to be around your child, but they don't have to go everywhere.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Because you're going to work, and this is your work. You don't bring your
Brooklyn
kids
don't
to
wanna...
work.
Ain't like Birmingham is a spot to be, okay? But okay.
So I still think that Drew's sister is really her mother.
I can see that.
Because you mean to tell me there's a 20-year difference and all that shit, allegedly, I don't want to get sued, but all that shit going on with her and the mental health and her being your momager and stuff like that. Like it's giving very Tyler Perry, your sister is your mother, and you're going to tell her.
Listen, Drew's sister mother, she told her before she got banned by Ralph, the sister said, he gonna take you down to hell.
He gonna take you straight to hell.
That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It was something.
The new Mark Zuckerberg? Why was Kim in that shit?
And why was Kim and Brandy were in that shit?
Why did they have Vanessa in the stupid ass accent? Ugh.
It was a lot.
Anyway,
so,
we
got that shit with Drew, and then I'm just gonna go down girl by girl. Marlo is still on the fence with this man. And, you know, I don't think she's going to stay with that man because, you know, Marlo has a type, old, rich, and dying.
Don't you think he looks like the man that Jennifer Williams rented?
Yes! Jelani!
Jelani, yes.
Because I kept looking at him. I'm glad you said it because every time I kept looking at him, I was like, why does this man look familiar? It's giving very paid actor.
Speaking of paid actor, I don't think that Kenya and Roy, or whatever his name is, are fucking or even together.
He is fine, though.
But he's giving me, he's giving me very Sergio from Dubai tease.
She paid the deluxe price because her first season she paid $13 and got Walter. Okay.
Oh. And then she had to get a refund for that motherfucker that was busting the windows.
But break it down to all her shit. But I mean, he's cute, but I don't, this ain't nothing. This ain't.
But
I'm
also,
not...
why are you bringing this man around your kid?
Mark should be more upset about that than a damn kick on a door.
Yeah, because like I don't know. Maybe I'm old school, but like if I had kids, I'm not bringing a man around my kid until I know that that shit is right.
Period.
Candy was just kind of there this episode.
Like she's been the entire season.
And I'm like, girl, you gotta give us something.
Did she forget that this is her job? One of her many.
You're booked and busy, but like, come on. Where's your mama? Give us something, girl. Something.
This, out of all her jobs, is probably one of them checks that's on the higher end. So you need to be there to keep the damn job.
Yeah.
Because the only time she was there this season really was when she was cussing out Marlo at the escape room. But other than that,
Courtney.
And cussing out Courtney. Other than that, you either have not been in the episode, you're in there for 5 seconds, or you just glazed over. You know, this is the shit I don't have time for. I understand why people on Twitter are like, you know what? Move on from Candy. I get it now.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. But you know what? I could see why, if I'm paying millions of dollars every season, you're not even performing, bitch. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, shit. that old school OG dinner. Him.
Deshaun looked like that them Patrick videos.
Shut up.
Ah, that wig. Ooh.
that you know what that wig said to me? That wig said, I put your picture on the mirror. Shut the blush. Will somebody say my name?
That wig said, when I think about you, you're bittersweet, bittersweet.
That wig said, yeah.
Go ahead and freak your shit. That wig said, I like young men. And the slim fast go slow.
And then Lisa Wu looked like she was on that Wu, girl. I was like, girl, how much do you have to drink before you got here? Because you already slurring.
Lisa Wu, she had a whole bottle of Crown Royale, just like Heavenly do every season. Okay.
But she was drunk as shit, fumbling her words, talking about, I like you, but I will choke you out. I'll flip you over the
stage. For real. For real.
I mean, it was a cute moment, but Kim and her hatred for Kenya, I'm like, girl, let that go, girl. But clearly, girl, I guess Croy said it's cheaper to keep her.
Did you see the police tape?
Girl, I really think that they're only staying together because they realize it's cheaper to keep her. Because that video, and then when he said that she ran through all the assets and he had like all those dresses locked up in there, because I guess those were like the only things of value left. I was like, damn, that's sad. Like, you were in the NFL. Granted, you were not a Tom Brady or a motherfucking whoever is the biggest NFL player. You weren't that bitch, but like,
he ain't even the Sandlot, okay?
Not a Sandlot. That's baseball.
You know what I mean.
I know. But,
she's on Us Weekly saying, my marriage, this marriage is in the best place ever now. That's a lie. They're not sleeping in the same bedroom. Okay. I guarantee that.
No, it's giving it's cheaper to keep her.
It's giving War of the Roses. They're going to burn that house down.
Oh my God. I haven't seen that movie in a long
time. A film. Okay.
I might watch that shit today while you're bullshitting.
I haven't seen that in like 20 plus years. It's been a minute.
Damn it. I wish you lived out here, because bitch, I'll say, bitch, come over. We finna watch some OG movies with some.
Go Prime. Rent that shit on the Prime, $4, and get it popping.
And get some drinks. I'll put the pizza in the oven. It'll be a cute Saturday, because it is too damn hot to do anything outdoors
today. To be fucking around with these hoes right now.
Mm-mm. I ain't leaving.
You say your roommate's doing a triathlon? I'll be there.
Yes, girl. I'm looking at the temperature right now, and I'm like, ooh, David, are you alive?
What is tri? That's running, biking, and something else?
Biking, and swimming. So I guess the swimming is going to cool you down, but bitch, I ain't doing all that. And it's like,
as soon as I get in that water, I'm going to drown. I know it that wouldn't even
trust me. Because you know I don't down swimming pool. It's the motherfucking white rapid type of shit, girl. I'm pointing at my arm for my skin color. We don't do that. So, you know. Have fun, David. I love you, girl. I hope you make it home safe, because your cat misses you, and your cat is looking at me like, so what's the tea? No, he's the cat is literally sitting on the chair right next to me like, hey, what's popping? But back to Kim and Croy, like, it's just, to me, it reminds me of those couples. We all have those friends that whenever they break up with their man, they air all their shit out on Facebook, all the dirty laundry either on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and they be posting those memes talking about, he doesn't. He should stay where his heart belongs. You know those little subliminal stupid-ass memes.
When 3 weeks earlier they changed that status to in a relationship with so-and-so with the quickness, okay?
But then they're back together 2 weeks later. Mm. And I'm like, first of all, I've been there.
I've never changed the status on Facebook.
No, I never changed the status. But I've been there where you just could not stand the sight of the person that you're with. Like, you are beefing that hard. But the difference is, I would never air out our grievances on social media.
Resentment was that deep?
But I would never do that. Like, I would never do that, because the thing about it is, you're going to look like Boo Boo the Fool when you get over whatever argument you have, and now you're smiling and holding hands on social media after you done aired all the shit out and tarnish each other's names so badly. That's why I'm looking at Kim and Croy, and I'm just like, girl, and you know, Croy is the same age as me. I think he's a little younger than me by like 6 months. And I'm like, dude, like, Corey, come on. Like, I know
he's got a career.
But I know you're not playing sports, and I'm like, you could at least try to.
He's got a career. He's a wig technician.
True. But it's also like, dude, like, you could get into commentary. Because that's what a lot of the athletes that don't play no more, they get into commentary. Like, that's what Doug Christie
Shout out to Charles Barkley. We see you.
Shout out to Charles Barkley, by the way.
With your big ass.
When Charles Barkley said, if you don't fuck with gay people and trans people, fuck you. When he said that shit, I said, I know that's right. Because he comes from the OG age of, it's expected to be homophobic because you're about that old school life. But when he said that shit, I was like, okay, I fuck with you, Charles Barkley. But no, because like...
On a quick tangent, did we talk about Michael Jordan saying he don't approve of that shit?
Oh, I forgot about that. See, there's just been so much going on this week. when Michael Jordan, they caught Michael Jordan outside that restaurant and he said that he don't approve of Larsa Pippen dating his son.
Mm-hmm.
And Larsa was trying to spin that shit on her little podcast. And
it's why like, would he approve of that?
Bitch, you are twice the age of his son, first of all. Second of all, it's very weird that you are the ex-wife of his rival. And like something about it, just gives very calculated money bag grabber tease. Like okay, you waited till the well ran dry with Scotty, and now you're trying to get the Jordan money at your big age, dating this motherfucker who's like 31, 32.
You think she's having you think they're fucking four times tonight?
I don't want to know about that. It's just the thought of her fucking them. Oh, God.
I don't even know how she fucks. I don't even know how she did a TikTok. Both of them hoes can't even move. Her and her daughter cannot move. Okay.
She was like a dead fish out of water.
I mean, if I can say that the Kim Kardashian tape, she put more effort into it, that's unacceptable.
I'll never forget the first time I saw that Kim Kardashian tape, and I was like, that's it? The way y'all was acting like she was just slopping on the knob, like pouring on the cob, checking with me and do my job. Like, y'all was acting like that lady was busting it open.
Paris Hilton is the laziest dick sucker I've ever seen in my life.
Like, I've seen better fucking on gay Twitter. Let me tell you something. These gay boys on Twitter, they put it down. And they're not celebrities. But y'all celebrities, and if your whole claim to fame is a sex tape, I would expect that sex tape to be more popping. I'm just
saying. I have never been recorded, but if I were being recorded somewhere, I better be doing the motherfucking thing, okay? Not looking lazy. Are you kidding me?
Like looking like a fucking Magikarp. You ever play Pokemon?
No, you didn't.
And you know that fish that just kind of just be like this, that don't do nothing? Magikarp.
Yes.
That is Kim Kardashian and Larsa Pippen and Paris Hilton.
I mean, first off.
If I'm going to be recorded, I'm going to be doing it. I'm going to be zooming it, okay? I'm going to be doing it and doing it and doing it well. You know, like, and trust me, I know I get down with the get down. How you doing? But,
what?
You know, not me low-key trying to advertise to these menses, but,
I can attest Clifton does do his thing. Shit. You look at Larsa, first off, her titties blocked each other on Twitter. And it's just all, she just looks, it's a mess. It's all bad. I'm sure her pussy lips unfollowed each other too.
Stop it. I just don't understand how, like, you're sitting here on your podcast and you're like, I was devastated when I heard that. Bitch, you are in your 50s dating your ex-husband's basketball rival son who was in his early 30s. What the fuck do you expect his daddy to say?
You know there's Larsa stans out there? I can't believe this.
Girl, I guess. Honestly, here's the thing.
And you know exactly who stans her.
I know. People will stan any mediocre, non-talented bitch that has a yesification face. The gays will stan any woman who has a good makeup job, a little bit of botch surgery, and money.
They're the ones, because Lisa Barlow drinks Mountain Dew. She's the one. Because a bitch drinks soda and eats Taco Bell. Ain't shit about Lisa Barlow fighting. She ain't shit.
And I still can't find Vita Tequila anywhere to drink. I would say that would probably be the only thing, like if I were to get my hands on Vita Tequila, and if Vita Tequila tasted better than Casamigos, then you know what? I'll give Lisa her flowers for that.
Rita Tequila is salsa in a different bottle.
Ooh. Jose okay. Cuervo. Girl. Mm-mm.
Jose Cuervo tried to murder me back in 2003.
No,
or 2005. Sorry.
Just the thought. Just the thought of something lower than Casadores or Casamigos. Just the thought.
Remember when Patron was the shit for a hot second?
Oh, Patron tequila. I'm drunk off margaritas. Like
Patron fucked me up, and not even in the good way. Not in the good way.
My stomach wants to bubble just thinking about it. Like, oh, girl, absolutely not. But let's get back to these Atlanta girls. That little scene with the OGs, it was cute, but like it kind of made me a little sad because we all know it would have been better if Lanithia was there.
The door is closed.
The door is closed. And every time I get reminded of how the door is closed, I'm just like, damn, like you really made this franchise and you can't even come back and circle the block again. Like, I don't know. It just makes me sad because the show is missing. It's missing that. Like I would say the closest that we got with Nene was Portia. That's like the closest we got with Nene. And that's not even close. I miss Portia. But like, honestly, I feel like because of all the bullshit going on, I feel like Kim's going to come back in some way, shape, or form, whether it's a peach holder or a friend of, they're going to bring her back because they're like mess. And I feel like pay Portia her things and bring her ass on back too.
Portia fucked up with that show.
Girl, because that show really made her unlikable. And you notice they have not replayed that show since. You know, they replay everything else, but they have not replayed that show since because they knew that show was not the good look for Portia. That show, I've slowly started to erase that show out of my memory, but every time I think about it, I'm like, ooh, girl. Now that this fundraiser auction thing, their commentary had me weak because first
you
of
know
all,
what question I'm about to ask?
What question?
You already know I ask it every single week.
Go ahead.
Is it Sanya or is it Sonya?
Let me take a goddamn sip.
Is this because no, when she first came on the scene last season, you fucking fucked her name up and then called her Sarita. And I'm like, I don't know what this bitch's name. I don't know if it's Sanya or Sonya. I will never know.
I did call her Sarita. But like, it was like, okay, can you run away?
What's the question? Is it Sanya or Sonya?
It's Sonya.
Okay.
But Sonya, you know, had the fundraiser. Kenya was running late, and then Marlo's commentary on Kenya's look was killing me, because that look kind of was a choice, and the hair looked like she just ran through a motherfucking car wash. It was something, but hey, they raised the money.
Why didn't Sonya ask Marlo to do the damn auction shit?
Would have been good too.
I mean, I guess Kenya has the name and a bit more charisma, mm-hmm. but still, if you're not really getting along with the bitch, why even reach out to her?
Production.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, and this makes me so sad to say, because you know, Atlanta was the show that brought me into this universe, but like, I'm kind of checked out. And that is so sad to say, like, cause like, I feel like I had to like reach at straws to give y'all some type of commentary about that episode because it just wasn't giving. And I really hate
you know
to say
what
that.
You know who else wasn't given?
Who?
Drew, Sheree, but didn't put up them paddles, okay? Drew okay. ain't got no $7,000. Drew ain't got no $7,000. She came in there looking like Lil Mama still on that TLC bullshit, okay? Pink ass suit and look, oof. It Top ramen hair. Candy said, you got your seven. Oh, I got my seven. You ain't got your seven, Drew. Okay? You got step up seven. You gonna put that tape on there? They gonna buy that? That step up, you can find in the Walmart bin for 2 for 25 cents. Okay? Go to hell. That's all she talk about, okay? She got step up, and she got, already now. I could have done that.
Girl, nobody trying to hear that shit.
I could have been in the studio. I could have had... Shit. Grammys lined the fuck up. Drew ain't nothing but the Bravo version of Lyrica.
Lyrica.
Okay.
Well, was there anything else you wanted to discuss this week?
Well, we got these new New York City heifers coming up.
Honestly, I still haven't. I'm saving looking at anything about them until the show starts. Oh. I'm not looking at taglines. I'm not looking at anything until the show starts because I don't want to give too many opinions about something that hasn't even like started.
Tell that to Twitter.
Yeah,
because it's already think pieces about these bitches. Okay.
Well, I saw that one of the bitches threw up at the premiere party, and I was like, "Work."
I mean, why not? If it's free liquor, guess what? I'm gonna get mine. Yeah. But I maybe it's because I'm old, but anybody on Twitter calling people mother, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Because what?
Mother. And I'm like, okay, girl, you're going to be hating that bitch if she says it does something crazy because y'all call Jen
Shaw. She is mother.
Y'all call Jen Shaw mother and look what happened.
Well, I don't even think mother was a thing back then. Okay.
Yes, it was.
I'm not up on the slang. Okay. Us English majors, we don't do the slang like that. I stick with the regular vernacular. Slang. Ugh. Mother. Hate it. I hate it. Anyways, is that it?
That's it. And we'll be back next week.
That's the tea for today.
To discuss all the other bullshit. So we love y'all. Thank y'all for being patient with us. And we'll see y'all next week.
I love us for real.
Period. Bye.
Mm-hmm.